man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Go downtown. That's why we don't do it. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here in, well, beaming to you from northern North Dakota. And in a, what were we in today? We were in a 60% solar, 60% total eclipse zone. I'll talk to you about that in just a moment. And the today being Eclipse Day, April 8th, 2024. I'm James Kelso. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show live. And we're together Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I think only for those of you outside of the United States who listen to this show, all the rest of you were in the eclipse today, and it covered the entire, I don't know if it extended to, whether it extended to Alaska or Hawaii. I don't think it did. But anyway, the lower 48, and we weren't in the direct path. The home station for the Trump phenomenon, the public broadcasting, was right there in bullseye. So I haven't talked to engineers in Round Rock, but I mean, they were darn close to the bullseye of the totality. And so that must have been exciting. Deep in the heart of Texas. But boy, I'll tell you what, that path went right through the heart of America's population, and almost right through it. But it, man, it covered a lot of people. So anyway, I hope you got to see it today. That's a really a remarkable thing. What we got to see here was a partial eclipse, and my kids and I saw that. It looked like it was going to be a bummer. There was a lot of overcast clouds, and so you couldn't see the sun. And and I said to him, I said, come on, kids, keep watching. Keep looking skyward. Overcast skies have clearings. And wait, the clouds will move around. The combination of moving clouds and may produce a hole in the clouds, and you'll get to see the, if you do see the sun during the eclipse, it'll be there. You don't have to wonder, it'll be there. And lo and behold, that happened. So we got to see it several times through holes in the overcast, in the clouds, and it was pretty neat. I've seen partial eclipses before, and never seen a total eclipse. And the but it was fun. It was exciting. 60%. So the let's see. Here's something. Well, I'll tell you. Something that didn't get eclipsed today was silver. The price of silver. Are you ready for this? You know, some of you don't own any silver. You're not interested. You're not following silver. So I don't want to bore you with this, but let me look it up here. The price of silver is zooming. Of course, I'm a man of very modest means, so it's not as if I'm too worried about my silver hoard. But for those of you that have some silver, what a day. Let me look at the price. Well, I know what it is. It's $28 an ounce. And that's going up fast. So there are plenty of people that were able to buy silver recently as low as $18 an ounce. So that's a lot of appreciation. And I have followed silver, and I've dabbled in silver. I've wondered who's suppressing the price of silver. Somebody's putting a lid on the price of silver and holding it unnaturally down. And boy, I'll tell you what, this looks as if the pressure cooker, the lid blew off. I don't think, we'll see. I'll keep you posted in days to come. But you'll remember it at its all-time high during the Nelson Bucker Hunt era, when the Hunt brothers were stashing silver. It actually went very briefly to like $48 to $50 an ounce. That was just a brief little pinpoint peak. Didn't really reflect any lasting value. But $28, woo-wee. And this, for years, it was hovering around $14. That's a doubling. It looks like the true value of silver and of gold, gold and silver reflecting the same phenomenon, may now be appearing. That artificial containment of the price of silver and gold may have blown off. Gold itself also way over $2,300 an ounce. All right. Well, here's another, speaking of the economy here, let's talk electric vehicle. And boy, an interesting article. This one is really bad news for a guy I really like, Elon Musk. And now let me find the article. I was just about to read it to you, and then I stupidly clicked away. Come back here. Don't worry, I'll find it. It's here. Yeah, here it is, right here. All right. This is on the website The Hill, which is a left-wing website. More in the U.S. say they wouldn't consider buying an EV, according to Gallup. So the article is about a poll, which is the real news here, by Gallup. Gallup did a poll of 1,016 adults with a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. The poll ended on March 20th, so a very recent poll. So this is the current sentiment of Americans about EVs. So just to put a little suspense in the story for you, I'll ask you out there in the audience to just, in your mind's eye, guess what's really interesting to me. There are two things interesting to me. How interested are Americans in general in buying EVs? That's very interesting. A secondary question, and they did, Gallup had the cojones to ask this question, to actually sort separate it, Republican versus Democrat. They asked the two groups, would you be interested in buying an EV? And they took the same poll last year, so they have last year's results to which they can compare this year's results. Well, I'm really sad for a guy I like, Elon Musk, but I'm really glad for us as a republic and as free sovereign citizens that this result. I'll cut to the chase. I'm not going to keep you wondering about it. Americans don't want to buy EVs. That's right. Americans think EVs suck. Oh, my goodness. Now, this is very important. It's not a minor thing. Like, speaking of me, I'm not going to be hoarding a lot of silver. I'm also not going to be buying too many EVs with my straitened means. But a big plant part of the plan, but I can still feel happy, even in straitened means. And I feel happy that Americans don't want to buy EVs. Now, the demon rats, they are hell-bent on forcing you to give up your internal combustion engine, be it diesel or gas, and put you behind the wheel of an electric vehicle. They're going to order you to do it. And, of course, if we lose in 2024, They'll just keep on their merry way. They're their Green New Deal. Climate change, you know. Children, oh yeah, we're all going to die. By the way, all of you in the total eclipse today, you got a kind of a little hint as to what dying would really be like. So that if we, in fact, by going EV, wipe out the electric grid, because it can't handle it, it's not there. If we turn off the oil, turn off the natural gas, turn off the nuclear, you're going to have a total eclipse of energy, and it's going to get real cold. But did you notice that? When the moon fully covered the sun, we noticed it here, even with just a 60% coverage, cold wind blew right away. The birds were freaking out in the sky. Suddenly it was quite cold. Very interesting. Okay, so let me go to the numbers here, because these are, I know I'm kind of prolonging this, kind of milking it. Okay, so let me go right to the most interesting. Well, here, let's start with the country. No, let's go to Democrats versus Republicans, because that's where I want to focus your attention. So how enthusiastic are demon rats about buying an EV? Well, the question was, are you more or less likely to buy an EV this year than you were last year? And also just overall, are you interested? 15% of demon rats said they're considering buying an EV, 15%. One out of seven. 46% said they might buy one. 15% they're considering it. They're talking about it with their spouse at the kitchen table. 46% might consider it. Okay. 9% said they already have an EV in their garage. Or out on the street if they're living in many apartments, which is America's future, sad to say, unless we can turn it around. So 9% own one. But 27% of demon rats said they wouldn't even consider buying one. That's more than one out of four. Not getting one of those. Okay, so that's bad news for Elon Musk. Good news for us. That's not a good prospect. No, but now, let's turn our attention to the Republicans, to us, to all of you out there. I don't think are any of you out there demon rats? Come on. Stop it. All right. Shake it off. Okay. Republicans, now this is a wonderful thing. This is doom for the electric vehicle. 69, remember, for Democrats, 27% said no, no way. 69% of Republicans said no way on the EV. 69%, better than two out of three. That's it. That's curtains. 21% of Republicans said they might consider buying one. How many are seriously considering it? 2%. Two measly percent. And I'm just noticing now as I read these numbers to you, there isn't any number for how many Republicans actually now own an EV. Damn. Is it zero? It might be. 9% of Democrats. 9% of Democrats already own an EV, but they don't even give us an answer. Now, this is The Hill, by the way, reporting this. The Hill is not happy about this. They want you to be compelled to get into an EV. 2% Republicans are considering it. Let's go back. Let's just measure this off the Democrats. Okay. Of the Democrats, 46% said they're seriously considered. They might consider it. Among Republicans, that number was 2%. Okay. And those Democrats that already own one are 9%. So 9 is 1/5 of that 46%. So what's 1/5 of the 2% of Republicans who are seriously considering owning it? It's way less than, it's between 0.5%. Or damn near zero. So let me go back to this, just so you remember the important number. Democrats, 15% are considering buying an EV this year, as of the end of March. 2% of Republicans. You're not going to be able to work with that, Elon. That's not a market. You can't sell cars to those people. And if, and of course, Elon's a Republican. Come on. He voted for Obama. He voted for, what did he vote for? He voted for Hillary, and he voted for Biden, for all three. But now he can't stand them. Now he's saying patriotic things. Elon has had an epiphany. But this is not going to fit for him. He's not going to sign on board, you know, the EV mandate. All trucks, for example, all big rigs have to be EVs. Are you kidding me? Are you talking about, talk about something that won't work, a lead balloon that'll never get off the ground. 18-wheeler EVs? I'm sorry. Can you imagine the battery pack on an 18-wheeler tractor? In a tractor trailer combo? Can you imagine the explosion, the fire in a fender bender with that thing? Be like a blockbuster. That's not going to happen. But isn't that interesting? Now, and here, let's go to the national numbers. The composite numbers, which are also interesting. Of all Americans, out of those 1,016 polled by Gallup, 48% said they would not consider buying an electric vehicle. And now here's the new detail. How does that number compare with last year? Because this is real. If you're Elon, this is real important. However bleak the numbers might be at this moment, what's more interesting to Elon or anybody promoting EVs is the trend. What's the trend? Okay, so not many people want to buy one this year, but hey, if the trend is upward, we'll do better next year, and then better the year after that, and then we're going to make billions upon billions of dollars and trillions. But you're not. You're going to lose billions of dollars because last year, okay, I'll just read the text. The poll found that 48% of respondents said they would not consider buying an electric vehicle. That's out of all Americans. That number, you got to be sitting down if you're Elon right now, is up 7 percentage points from last year. Ooh, ouch. So 41% said they wouldn't buy a car last year. Where's the trend? This year it's at 48. Okay, let's just put our pencil down on our paper. It went up from 41 to 48. Now we need another point in the graph to get any kind of a curve, but we can at least get a straight line. Put that up. Ooh, next year we're looking at 56. Ouch. We'll be right back.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on
a
highway in my
way. So I'll close out that EV story, but that's monumental, and that's connected directly to Donald John Trump. He has boldly stated, temporizing, no mushy, wishy-washy sentiment from Donald Trump on this. He said that an electric vehicle mandate is stupid and destructive of America. He's right. And he says, if you want to buy an electric vehicle, okay, go ahead. You know, we can't say it's a free country anymore. You have to modify that. It was a free country. All right. So now one more detail here. Like Elon Musk, we're in the conversation. I love the guy. He would say, well, last year, according to the same survey, out of the 1,016 Americans who answered, 4% said they owned an EV, Republicans and Democrats, total 4%. And remember, it was only 2% among Republicans, 9% among Democrats. This year, the total of all Americans is 7% say they own an EV. So Elon might say, well, that's going to go up. See, that's an upward curve there. from 4 to 7. I straight line that one. Let's add 3 or 4 more percentage. So next year it'll be 10 or 11%. Well, not so fast, Elon, because here's what it appears to be. We Americans who don't have a lot of money to waste, we're not buying EVs. The EV early adopters were people who were filthy rich. So there were all kinds of ulterior motives to buying an EV. One was a conspicuous display of your wealth. These are people with money coming out of their ears. And there is a small segment of the American population with money coming out of their ears. So they can drive around, you know, in California and pull up at the market and at their friend's house and, you know, be seen in traffic in their Tesla or other EV. And they can be superior. More, including, not only am I richer than you, not only am I morally more virtuous than you because I'm not polluting, you in that stinky car, you're polluting, you are morally reprobate. None of which is true, of course. The actual reprobate who's polluting the most is the person driving an EV car. EV cars, well, neither of them pollute, but EV cars cause more emissions or burn more resources than do the very efficient, very beautifully designed, over more than a century of incredible American engineering, the internal combustion engine is a marvel. It's a wonder. Try taking one apart. Try rebuilding an internal combustion engine and just see how impressive that sucker is. It's incredible, the engineering. It's in a crankshaft, in a camshaft, in pistons. Anyway, the drive belt, drive chain, the gearing, amazing. And let's not even talk about the automatic transmission. You want to talk about incredible engineering. You might not want to open one of those babies up. I did once. And then that was enough. But I did rebuild an engine totally from every single part, every brand new, complete teardown of a, I don't know, I can't even remember the year anymore. Was it a 62 Rambler? 1962, 64 Rambler American, straight six. Anyway, every guy's got to do that once in his life. So bad news, but good news for us. Now the Democrats, this is great. They've signed on to a bunch of losers. They're betting on a bunch of inside straights. They're betting on the inside straight that the American people will love their green new scam. Not going to happen. They're betting on an inside straight that America will love their war, forever wars. Not going to happen. They are betting that America, they're betting on an inside straight. You know, that's one of the worst bets you can make in poker. They're betting on an inside straight that America will turn against Israel in large electable numbers. Not going to happen. There you go. Good news. All right. Now let's go with another thing they're betting on. The Democrats, their play on abortion. I'll get to that in just a moment. We'll get to Lady or Miss Lindsey Graham right after this break.
Everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, he just said,
he said hi,
hi, Big John.
Big John. Big Bad Donald John Trump, that is. All right, so here we're back. And I said I was going to talk about Lindsey Graham. And I'll tell you what, there's an even bigger story. Donald Trump, what was very exciting, I'll just give you a little sketch here. Donald Trump today just pummeled Lindsey Graham, just took him to the woodshed. And basically, well, he said, "Nice job, Lindsey," referring to Lindsey Graham's latest. Well, here he is. Lindsey Graham is a Democrat. I assure you, Chuck Schumer, in private, really loves Lindsey Graham. And so does Nancy Pelosi. And this is what we're finding out. Donald Trump's a man who's ripped the mask off. This is what the uniparty state is all about. People like Lindsey Graham are fake Republicans. South's supposed senator from South Carolina, supposedly representing South Carolina's Republicans. No way. And, you know, super warmonger. Lindsey Graham, you never saw a war he didn't like. And I love the meme that went up on Donald Trump's channel truthsocial.com today, which showed a picture of the pathetic weakling Lindsey Graham in a dolled up in military garb, and then it said some of the effect, put Lindsey Graham, vote yes on putting Lindsey Graham in the front line of every war he supports. But there's another even more amazing story that's come up about another rhino, not Lindsey Graham this time. And this rhino is Mike Johnson, the Republican, so-called, Speaker of the House. He's not a Republican. He's a Democrat. And what he's doing is incredible. I'm going to let you hear it from the lips of Marjorie Taylor Greene, far more eloquent than I, and likewise Tucker Carlson, who was interviewing her just this week. So here it is. This is Tucker Carlson interviewing the tremendous, great Marjorie Taylor Greene, who, as we sit here tonight, she is, there's a headline, she's holding the grenade. Pin's still in. The pin is still in. But she's holding the grenade up in her hand. And she has told Mike Johnson, I'm gonna grenade your speakership. I'm gonna what's the motion? It's called a motion to vacate. I'm going to move to vacate. Mike Johnson is more popular among the Democrats than he is among Republicans. He's not a Republican. He's a complete rhino fake who pretended, oh, I'm a Christian. Oh, I'm a Republican. Lying low in the bull rushes for these years from his congressional district in northwest Louisiana. Then once he gets into power, and he can actually steer the ship, boom, left. Left full rudder. Listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene say it.
Since Joe Biden became president, the U.S. government has spent hundreds of billions of dollars fighting an undeclared war against Russia. No one in all of that time has explained really the purpose of this war, why it would benefit the United States or the world. Clearly, at least some policymakers are motivated by ethnic and religious hatreds. That's probably part of the real reason. But officially, no one has told us why we are doing this. But the net effect has been, in part, to send at least $75 billion to the government of Ukraine to fight this
now
war.
Now he brings in Marjorie Taylor Greene. Listen to this.
Biden administration to put the priorities of Ukraine above the priorities of the United States and to do something that his own voters don't want him to do. Is that true, do you think?
Yeah, that's absolutely true, Tucker, because the details of the foreign aid package that we're going to be voting on next week when we go back to Washington, we're reading about the details in the news. Let me tell you something. Not one Republican member of our conference that I have spoken to has any idea what is in this foreign aid package that's going to give $60 billion to Ukraine.
Now, can you believe that? That's Marjorie Taylor Greene, a very energetic, hardworking congresswoman. She has no idea, and no other member has any idea what Mike Johnson, behind closed doors, Mike Johnson in his puny, pathetic, worm-like brain, has agreed to with the demon rats. He had a $1.2 trillion deal about which the Republicans know nothing, and they're going to vote up or down on it. Oh, and it gets worse. Mike Johnson is going to use his power as Speaker of the House to, what's the term that they, where he used, he limits, he closes debate. Listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene say it.
And that is even the leadership offices. They haven't heard from Mike Johnson on the details. We're reading about it in the news the same way the American people are.
Reading
about
it. And
it's outrageous. When you saw Zelensky right there on that interview talking about, oh, we're going to lose territory. Oh, we really need this money. This $60 billion should have been approved yesterday. Let me tell you, we are losing our country to the illegal invasion that's happening every single day at our southern border. And I am so pissed off about it because the American people are pissed off about
it. You go, girl.
And while our so-called Republican Speaker of the House is only working with Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries and Ukraine First, Mitch McConnell, and the White House, and Jake Sullivan, who he talks to on the phone all the time, we are angry, and people have had it.
This is our leader. You hear what she's saying? She's saying exactly what you and your friends are thinking. We are pissed. We have had it.
We don't want $60 billion to go to Ukraine because as we slept last night, Tucker, we just went $40 billion more into debt. And that's because the interest in our debt is so huge and our debt is so massive. This is happening while we sleep every single night. So no, we don't want to send $60 billion to Ukraine. We want to put our country first. It's time to care about America.
So, I mean, is it true, do you think, that the Republican speaker would bring this up at when your recess ends and get it passed without the majority of Republicans, but with Democrats? Could that actually happen?
Yeah. Yeah, because that's what he's planning to do. Here's what I've been told. Well, first off, let's go back, Tucker. The last vote that we had on any Ukraine funding was on September 28th of 2023. That was only months ago. And that vote, only 101 Republicans voted yes for $300 million. $300 million to go to Ukraine. And that was because I pitched an enormous fit and said, take this money out of our Department of Defense. We should not be funding a foreign war in order to fund our military. That's completely wrong. And our military, their mission, as stated on their website, is to put our national security first. It's all about our national security. Fighting a proxy war with Russia in Ukraine, which is a non-NATO member nation, is not protecting America's national security interests. It doesn't protect the United States of America. As a matter of fact, that pushes us closer and closer to World War III. So we had that vote on September 28, 2023. 117 Republicans voted no. That was the majority of the majority. Every single Democrat voted yes. Every single one. They had
now every single Democrat. Every notice how they vote, the Democrats. It's they march in lockstep. So Mike Johnson is now the Democrat Speaker of the House because what he's going to do this week, he's going to pass that $60 billion, not $300 million. $60 billion to keep the bloodshed going in Ukraine. And most of the votes that he has will be from Democrats. He'll take a few Republican votes, a few other rhinos, fellow rhinos. This is intolerable.
Zero Democrats vote no. Our Republican Speaker of the House is planning to suspend the rules next week. He is planning to
suspend the rules. That's what I was looking for. This ass, Mike Johnson, he's going to suspend the rules. What does that mean? He is telling U.S. congressmen like Marjorie Taylor Greene, no, you don't get to debate. You don't get to make any amendments. Shut up and sit down. Shut up, you little nothing. I'm Mike Johnson. A worm, a rhino. He needs to go. He needs to leave the Republican Party. The people of Louisiana need to throw him out on his ass. He is a traitor.
Not put this bill through the Rules Committee. He's not going to allow us to do any amendments. Amendments are our way of changing a bill. Amendments are our way of putting our district's interest, who we represent. That's our job.
How dare you represent your district, Mrs. Green? How dare you? The effrontery of thinking you have the right to represent the people who elected you. Mike Johnson doesn't agree with that. Mike Johnson, the rhino Democrat coward. What a coward. Every day he continues as Speaker of the House is a disgrace.
I'm titled Representative. It's our way of changing a bill. Mike Johnson is going to tie our hands behind our backs and not allow us to do that. As he brings that bill to the floor, every Democrat will vote for it, and a small portion of Republicans, less than the majority, will vote for it as well. And this isn't a Republican speaker we have right now. This is a Democrat speaker of the House.
Did you catch that? She just called Mike Johnson a Democrat. Them's fighting words. God bless you, Marjorie Taylor Greene. We only have a few like her. We only have one just like her.
because there is zero daylight between what Nancy Pelosi did last Congress and what Mike Johnson is doing now as our so-called Republican Speaker of the House.
It's just an amazing thing to see. Will he take a call from you?
I'm planning to speak with him on Friday, and I'm very much looking forward to that.
It's just interesting that he's talking, and a lot of people in the media are talking. We haven't been able to talk to, but to Zelensky, who's a foreigner with his own interests, of course, but not an American, and certainly not, we hope, a voter in this country. But all these people take calls from Zelensky and are swayed by him. Is it a little weird to see an American Speaker of the House pay closer attention to a foreign leader or a number of different foreign leaders than he would to his own voters and colleagues in the House, in our legislative body?
Yeah, absolutely, especially considering Mike Johnson has completely changed his character in a matter of about 5 months after he has become Speaker of the House.
Now this raises a question. She asks it. She goes there. She lets us know Mike Johnson is being blackmailed. They've got video of him. They've got something on him. And also, did he really change? Was he actually a conservative 5 years ago? No, he wasn't. He was a sleeper. He was a sleeper. He was activated as soon as they elevated him, they being the deep state. Where he came out of nowhere. Dropped out of the sky as Speaker of the House. Then he was activated.
Mike Johnson is a Christian. He called himself a conservative, always has been. He's a Republican member. But yet, here we are after the minibus was passed just almost 2 weeks.
Minibus meaning omnibus bill, $1.2 trillion, signed off on by Mike Johnson. Piece of garbage, traitor, coward, worm, Johnson.
Ago in Washington, and now with the $60 billion going to a war in Ukraine that Americans, 70% of Americans do not support it. That's the most recent polling. 70% of Americans, and the majority of our majority of Republicans do not support funding Ukraine. People want to see a peace deal in Ukraine,
yes.
Not murdering more Ukrainians and more Russians. This needs
this. Oh, by the way, everybody like Lindsey Graham, Mike Johnson, Mitch McConnell, who want to shovel rockets, munitions, launchers into the hands of Ukrainians that they don't give a damn about, who will die holding those American munitions. They're murderers. They are murderers. Mike Johnson is a murderer.
But no, Mike Johnson has made a complete departure of who he is and what he stands for. And to the point where people are literally asking, is he blackmailed? What is wrong with him? Because right. He's completely disconnected with what we want.
Do you think he is being blackmailed?
I have no idea. I can't comprehend, Tucker, what radically changes a man. I mean, if we break down the second part of basically an omnibus, let's break that down. So Mike Johnson is pro-life. In the second part of the omnibus, just less than 2 weeks ago, he funded full-term abortion clinics.
So, right. See, this is why he's a Christian. He's a this. No, he's not. No, he's not. I'm not disagreeing with Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's just pointing out the hypocrisy. He is supposedly pro-life. No, he's not. He just himself, one man, he could have stopped it. One man, he could have stopped it. He just funded full-term abortion clinics, meaning he didn't just make it legal that you can do it. He's going to pay for it. So if you want to abort your 9-month term baby, if you want to kill your baby, that's just peachy keen with Christian Mike Johnson. He's going to pay for it. And he's the key guy. He is the guy. He had the power. One man, he had the power to stop the $1.2 trillion omnibus bill. He didn't. He's a traitor. He's a Democrat.
Full-term abortion clinics. He funded the trans agenda on children. I mean, how does that even happen from a Christian conservative Republican speaker?
It doesn't.
He did nothing for the southern border, did nothing to secure the border. And this comes on the heels of Lake and Riley being brutally murdered. This came on the heels of a video.
And by the way, folks, his district, northwestern Louisiana, you're talking redneck country. That's redneck country up there, folks. Mike Johnson, the punk, lying coward. Can you imagine all the lies he's told in northwest Louisiana to get elected by those good people? What a lying sack. We'll be right back.
There, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And the, boy, I clicked off of Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, gee, I want to give her, we have a little bit more time. I want to give her, oh, here she is. She's back. Okay. Let's listen. This, I love this woman. She is my favorite legislator of all of them. Above Rand Paul. Maybe even above Matt Gaetz. Definitely above Jim Jordan. I would love to see Marjorie Taylor Greene as Donald Trump's running mate. Oh, that would be wonderful. And I would love to live in an America where it was President Greene, Marjorie Taylor Greene. And her maiden name is Taylor. and she did divorce Green, President Taylor, maybe. She is wonderful.
That was running on loop on social media, where illegal aliens had rushed our border, ran over Texas National Guard, ran over Border Patrol agents in order to invade our country. These were military-aged men, by the way. He did nothing to secure a border. It's the number one issue in the world. He completely changed who he was, funded the FBI, gave him a brand new building, fully funded the Department of Justice that is persecuting everyone on the right and actually targeting our presidential candidate for election this year, literally trying to put him in jail the rest of his life. We don't know who Mike Johnson is anymore, so there's no I can't comprehend it.
Well, I have noticed, just from living in Washington for so long, that a lot of the top decision makers are lying about their personal lives.
Oh, yes, Tucker. Of course, you know what Tucker's on do there. They're lying about their personal lives, a lot of them. Yeah, which makes them eminently blackmailable. Can you say Jeffrey Epstein?
And there's something, you know, really amiss there. Mm-hmm. I would definitely say Mitch McConnell would be among those. And there does seem to be a connection between the creepiness of your personal life and the deception around your personal life and your willingness to vote with the other side. I mean, have you noticed this at all?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, she says. I'll tell you, this woman, no hesitation. She knows what she knows it. She is wonderful. And that's the reason we take away from today's show here on Monday. Monday, we start the week on up note here with Marjorie Taylor Greene. My good. I wouldn't mind hosting a show called the Marjorie Taylor Greene Phenomenon. She is that good. Oh, my goodness. From the northwesternmost counties of Georgia. Right up there, if you've ever visited that part of the country, Chickamauga, the Civil War battlefield, is right there, the northwesternmost corner of Georgia. You want to visit that Chickamauga battlefield. And that is Appalachia up there. And where she lives, Rome, Georgia, is in the foothills of Appalachia. And her county, Floyd County, is mostly Appalachia. Redneck country. And we'll finish the show with her. As soon as I hear the music, cut away from her reluctantly.
And I think it's something that the American people are extremely aware of, because none of it makes sense.
No, none of it makes sense. Well, there's the music, and we'll be back again tomorrow night. And boy, I hope she gives another interview in the intervening 24 hours that I can cover. Marjorie Taylor Greene here on the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. And we'll see you all tomorrow night. Thank you.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.